Now, you might have heard about a Facebook group by the name of Bad Dates of Melbourne, and it is a place where we can all go to rant about our bad dates. And we have tracked down the creator of the Facebook page. Her name is Ali. She's joining us on the line right now. Hey, Ali, how are you going?
Hey, how are you going, guys?
Yeah, good. We're so excited to be chatting
I'm
to you.
I'm so excited to meet you, Ali. Tell us where all of this began. You've got a Facebook page now. It has 93,000 people on it. Where did this start?
Oh my goodness. So over the years, I've been single for 9 years now. Nine long years.
Long time.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And I've had so many bad dates and bad date stories. And for years, people have been telling me, you know, you need to write them down. You need to write a book. And then one day I thought, you know what? This is perfect for social media. You know, a little bite-sized, fun, bad date story. So I started posting my own. And then people started joining in. And I realized this is a collective experience. We are all suffering together.
Aren't we all?
Oh, we truly are. So, you know, the people around send me their bad date stories. And I post the best of the best every day, the funniest of the funniest. Mm-hmm. And we all have a little bit of laugh about it. So it's so much fun. I absolutely love it.
Ali, that is exactly what I was introduced to your group, your Facebook page, at the start of this year, I think. And I've been on quite a few dates. Some good, some bad, some ugly. And I'm not even joking you when I tell you, reading some of the posts on there, part of me is like, ha ha ha, that's hilarious. The other part is, thank God I'm not the only one.
Thank God,
people have it worse.
You're totally not, and that's the thing with bad straight, you know, bad dates, it doesn't matter if you're gay, you're straight. You know, whoever you like, it's happening to all of us.
Uh-huh.
It's a collective experience. And I think with, you know, Tinder and Bumble and OkCupid, we're going on more dates than ever before.
Yeah.
Like, I think I've gone on so many more dates than, you know, my mum would have mm-hmm. in her day. So, you know, the more dates you go on, the more terrible, crazy, hilarious experiences you have.
Can I ask you about what are some of, like, the memorable posts that you've been sent?
Give us,
like,
the best.
Yeah.
What's your favourite?
Ooh.
Do you have any favourites?
I have so many favorites, but one that sticks out in my mind was a girl. So she was sitting at home. She'd actually had a broken leg. So she was bored at home, just swiping through Tinder, passing the time, and she matched with this guy, and she thought, here is my Prince Charming. He's going to take me out for a drink, save me from the boredom of my broken leg.
Mm-hmm.
So they meet for a drink. Things are not going too well. They're not going well. Like, for example, you know, they buy drinks, but he doesn't carry her drink, and she's got the crutches, so it's a bit awkward. Anyway, the bad part of the date coming up. Oh, this is the shock of this one. So they're sitting on the beach having a chat. And when he realizes she's going to go home by herself that night, he picks up the crutches, the very crutches she's walking with.
Don't!
He picks up the crutches.
Don't!
He takes them, and he runs down the beach with her crutches, leaving her stranded on the beach with no way to get home.
Are you serious?
No!
So the poor girl had to call up her parents. Her parents came and picked her up from the beach in the middle of the night. She gave them some excuse as to why she was there, but I'll tell
you
what. I
was mugged of my crutches.
That's a bad date.
Oh,
what a tosser.
Next day, he sends her a message. He goes, oh, sorry about that. Would you like to catch up again?
Probs not, eh?
No.
Like, probs not.
I might be calling the police, though, about the stolen crutches, mate.
Oh, my gosh.
Ali from Bad Dates of Melbourne. Thanks so much for having a chat with us. It's Hit 91.